Maidstone. Our community mourns the passing of Irene, Renee, Johnner on May 22 at the age of 99 years. The funeral will be on Monday, June 5 at 2 p.m. at Maidstone Legion Hall and will be live-streamed on the Macaw Funeral Service website. Our sincere sympathy is extended to Carol, David, Gary and their families. Renee was a dear soul and a community icon who was loved by so many of us and will be missed. The Turtleford and District Co-op at Maidstone Barbecue May 13 was a busy place, resulting in a $1.328 profit which has been donated to Maidstone Group Home. Thank you to the co-op for once again showing terrific support for our community. The Girl Guides Bottle Drive was also very successful. Girls, leaders and other volunteers worked hard collecting and sorting and realized a $2,434.80 profit. Thank you to Gord Banks for all your help, Hancock Petroleum for the use of their shed, Bob Ormiston for his trailer and everyone who donated. Your support of our annual bottle drive enables us to provide quality programming and loads of fun to Sparks, Embers, Guides and Pathfinders. Megan and Sarah brought the Play School Group to Maidstone Museum May 23. Everyone had a great time dressing up and playing games. By supporting our raffle, you enable us to provide programming for all ages. Tickets are available throughout June with the draw at our Canada Day celebration. Maidstone Disc Golf Lucky Draw winners May 24 were Cody Garnham and Jake White. Check out the leaderboard on their Facebook page. Standard Hill Lakers took the game at Glasslyn Orioles 18-5 on May 25. Their next game is May 30 at home versus Mervyn Flyers, past my deadline, followed by June 6 at North Battleford Beavers, 7:30 p.m., June 8 at home against Lloydminster Twins, 6:30 p.m., and then the Standard Hill Slow Pitch Tourney June 9-11 at Silver Lake. The Lakers Gazebo fundraising raffle winners announced. Larry Nogue won the Smoker Grill. Glenn Ross won tickets to Luke Combs' concert in Edmonton and Steve Stansfield won Silver Lake golf passes. The 2023 graduation was a fantastic event enjoyed by the grade 12 students, families and friends May 26. Congratulations and good luck to all of you as you embark on new adventures. We'll have a list of the scholarship award recipients for next week. Steak Night on May 27, hosted by Maidstone Legion No. 142 and Maidstone Kin Club, was a fundraiser for new playground equipment at the Ball Diamonds. It was well received with the team cooking up 132 steaks. They are considering doing another Steak Night in the fall. Hopefully, my memory will serve me better and I won't miss the next one. Maidstone Gully Multiple 4-H Achievement Day was attended by a large crowd at Milliton Hall May 28. Members and their guests had a delicious lunch followed by opening and indoor demos. It was a sunny 26°C with a light breeze which made watching the outdoor events an enjoyable afternoon. Judges had a challenging job with the excellent effort of members in 11 projects: archery, canine, cats, clover buds, coffee club, crafts, light horse, outdoors, sheep, vintage cooking and woodworking. Thank you to Anita Waugh for the opening speech, all the judges and sponsors and everyone who came. 4-H Expo is June 3 to 5 at the Exhibition Grounds in Lloydminster. With archery on Saturday, other multi-projects and record book judging on Sunday and livestock projects running from Saturday to Monday with show and sale Monday, it's a busy weekend. We look forward to seeing you there. Maidstone 4-H Awards Night is Friday, June 9, with a potluck supper at 5:30 p.m. followed by award presentations. Everyone is welcome.